Welcome to The Growth Machine, your backstage pass to the minds behind today's most successful digital marketing agencies. Each episode, we unpack real-world playbooks for scaling revenue, delighting clients, and building cultures that last. The Growth Machine is powered by Dream Giant, the partner that sparks qualified interest, turns leads into signed contracts, and nurtures a loyal tribe of eager buyers. Ready to think bigger? Hit play and let's dream giant. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Growth Machine podcast. I'm your host, Shane Miller, and today I have Peter, the CTO and co-founder of Ciclofia with me. How are you doing, Peter?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Thanks for being here. So why don't you tell me a little bit about Ciclofia and what makes you guys special?
Sure thing. We're a husband and wife-owned digital brand consultancy where we focus on 2X and 3Xing companies' growths, starting with a powerful foundation for what they can grow from. It's one of those, you can only get a Honda Civic so much or so good. You can try to make a souffle out of some cheap ingredients, but it's not going to go far if you don't have good flour, good eggs, and all these fun things. So we start with a good foundation, and then we help them scale in a measurable way. Sometimes people like to scale really, really fast. That's not always good for everybody because there is such a thing as growing too fast. It can be bad. There are unicorns, don't get me wrong. They do weird, crazy things. I think it was like Mercurial. The new company that does the AI consulting, they grew to, what, 500 million in 17 months? Crazy. Yeah, insane. I wish we could do that. We don't. But we do help people scale in a measurable way, usually on a quarterly contract where it's a very simple thing of what are our goals? How are we going to get them? And we focus on the tough side of how to make that happen. And as long as we all agree on the path and what's required to get there, we get it done.
All right. Makes a lot of sense. And what do you think the key to a good foundation is before you guys start launching into the growth phase?
Very simple. Know what the hell you're doing. No, it seriously is though. There are so many people who say, I have this business, I'm going to do this cool thing. Okay, cool. What's your ICP? Well, kind of this person and that person, that person. Everybody? Well, yeah. Well, no, then you don't have a business. You don't. If you're Pepsi, sure, I guess you can kind of say you sell to anybody and everybody. But you know, for the rest of us, Joe Schmoes, figure out who you really are, what you actually do, what do you want to do? Hopefully those two align, what you can do with what you want to do, and know what to say, how to brand yourself, meaning the company and yourself included. For example, for whoever listens to this podcast won't be able to see the setup I have, but there's a specific reason I spent a heck of a lot of money to get this streaming type setup that I have. And I spent a lot of hours getting it to the way I want to for a specific reason, because that's how I want to brand myself. Now, you know how to brand yourself-ish. Hopefully, you know your story, how you're going to speak, who you're going to sell to. That's when we can then finally start going towards the growth phase, not scale phase. So we can start growing. Because if you don't know where you're starting, you can't know how to get somewhere. So that growth phase includes potentially the website part, social media, marketing, ads, lots of discussion on what your actual measurables are. Because as a simple example, somebody says, well, we want thousands of hits on our website. Great. That is amazing. And you want to be number one on your Google searches. Absolutely wonderful. Is that going to move your business forward? Well, yeah, you know, we can be number one on Google for our search terms. So does that actually convert into a sale? So what are your actual business forward moving strategies, tactics, actions to take? How are you going to measure that? Rather than let's try some SEO, let's do some website stuff. Let's put some AI stuff out there. Let's put some content. Great. Have fun with that. But what is actually going to move you forward? And we take it from there.
Got it. It makes a lot of sense. It's kind of like you need good seeds and good soil, right? Before you can really throw the water on. So I totally get it. I think so many people, like when they don't really know much about growth and marketing, like they may know their product really well or their service, but when they're actually thinking about growth, they're just like, oh yeah, you know, we just need to rank higher, we'll get more sales, or we just need to run ads, we just need to do this and that, and like they don't
really think about the entire customer journey and the conversion process and how to accurately like pitch their service or their product, you know?
And that's why the number one thing is know who the heck you are. And now I said it in a joking way, but if you don't have, you don't have to have passion for what you do. That's a big distinction. You have to just know what you're doing, have a process, make it repeatable, do the job really darn well. If you're going for bottom of the barrel, yeah, sure, go ahead. That's, I don't deal with those people. Mid-market or higher, and usually the top ends are what we work with, because why not? Why do something cheaper when you can do it better? That's our motto. So if you know who exactly you're targeting, what you're doing, and you're doing it well, it's not that hard to move the business forward from that. But knowing who you are, knowing how to do it well, and doing it well, and then having it repeatable, now that gets really difficult. That's where the foundation comes in. That's where a lot of conversations, that's more than just, hey, let's get a pretty logo. Let's get some fancy colors. Here's our tech stack. I don't care. None of that is going to care. If you pull up to my home in a Ferrari, great. What are you selling me? Why are you doing this? Why are you even here in the first place? It just doesn't make sense to do a lot of these way farther things, way further down the plan things in terms of growth before you even, like you said, you don't have good seeds, you don't have good soil. Heck, you're even using the wrong water for the plants. Well, no wonder your blueberries aren't growing, because you're using alkaline water rather than basic water, I think. Most of the other way. But either way, you get the point.
Yes, absolutely. And so are you guys, I guess, drinking from your own Kool-Aid? Like, are you treating yourselves like one of your biggest clients? And when I say that, what were the foundations that you set for yourself when you thought about growing and scaling?
Wonderful, wonderful question. The answer to the first question is no. The reason why is we've grown so much that we just haven't had time to work on our own things. Through the networking we've done, the marketing, the content, we've not worked too much ourselves on our own thing, especially the forward-facing stuff. Yes, we do content. That's what the content team is for. But our own website, our own actual brand style, that all needs to change, and it's in the plan, but kind of sort of client stuff comes first. But it is along the way. But to answer your question of what, surprisingly, very simple. It was a simple question of what do we want? No more, no less complicated, but more so, not only what do we actually want as people, what do we want and who do we want to be as a business? How do we want to represent ourselves? How do we want to be seen? Where do we want to go in life? And I can answer actually everything out of that. For example, I don't plan to be the Accentures of the world. I have no want to be that big. If we happen to do so, awesome, great. I'll buy my third yacht. Great. Otherwise, no, I want my piece of the pie of whatever we're going to be doing. And I'm content with that. Honestly, if I ever hit $100 million, I'm done with life. Like, great, I've won. I'm done. Anything more is just going purely to charity. I don't need more. So I'm happy with what we got. But that includes really who we are. Like that first point I made. What are our core values? Consider them your principles you're going to live by. There's a really good book called Principles by Ray Dalio. People should go read it, because it talks about all the principles you live by and you don't break those rules. If you break those rules, have fun living with the consequences, which usually aren't great. For us, our core principles, there's five. Essentially, I'm not going to say the full things because kind of a long speech, but essentially it's be open and honest, communicate well, do really good work, always be learning, and nope, don't be a dick.
I think that one is just the golden rule of life, right? Just don't be a dick. Doesn't make any sense. You know, it's
tough sometimes.
Yeah, I had a call with someone the other day, and we're walking through like the analysis of their company, and he literally goes, "I'm bored," and I'm just like, "Oh, I'm sorry." He's like, "I'm bored." I'm like, "Well, what's boring about growing your agency, right?" And he just, you know, it shook me so hard, because I was like, "Wow, I can't believe someone just said that to me on a consult."
You're in the wrong business at that point.
Yeah, exactly. So. I think that's all so important, and it sounds like you guys have the right seeds, obviously. So what's the soil? What is the kind of growth plan that you guys are trying out moving forward?
Very simple. know what the heck we are doing. So this, that part does apply to ourselves. For a very long time, we would say we're a digital marketing agency, or we're a digital brand agency. We make websites, we make design stuff, we do SEO, we do social. This is all a commodity. Anybody can go out there, even with AI these days, they can get like a million social posts within an hour, and I'll go post a whole bunch of AI junk. Same thing with websites, videos, and all this stuff. But what makes a good experience good? That's what we sat down. We spent, days. We spent a whole vacation thinking about this. Yes, we have working vacations usually. We kind of nailed down what we want. Part of that is the core values. And from our core values, who do we want to be seen as? Do we want to be mid-market, top market, bottom of the barrel? No. We figured out what we want. And so we realized what we were doing before, which is sell commodities, sell a website, sell a phone, sell snacks. That's a commodity. What does Gordon Ramsay sell? Does he sell food? No. He sells the experience, the learning. If you're meeting and greeting him, the experience of meeting him and having fun with whatever he's cooking for you to teach you something, right? You don't go to you probably would go to Hell's Kitchen for food, but it's like, oh, look, it's this famous place. We're going to go have some fun, make some content if we can. It's the experience, the enjoyment, the value you're getting out of this thing. And we want to, my wife hates this. My wife is my co-founder. She hates when I say this, but I think this analogy just works the best. Look at Disney, especially what they did with Disney World. They have thought through every single thing you could ever do or could possibly ever happen in those parks in any way, shape, or form. They have their cast processes down, cast meaning all the people. If you remember, they call their all their employees cast members.
Everywhere.
From the mascots to the to the cleaning staff to the guards, everybody knows exactly what they're supposed to do. Anybody's a little bit distressed, you're right there helping them. You don't ask to help them. You go and help them and then ask questions later. They have signs for everything, to where to go, how is everything, how long are the lines? You can know anything. If you ever use their online app or their phone app, it's one of the best darn theme park apps I've ever seen. It is so well done because they've answered that question. What makes a good experience?
Yep. I'm married to a... Sorry?
And that's the question we asked ourselves, and we got ourselves an answer of what we want.
There you go. Yeah, I'm married to a Disney adult, so I know the app very well from every park in the U.S. So, totally get that. So that makes a lot of sense. You know, you were like, what are the core services you guys want to offer? I love the whole commodities thing. That makes a lot of sense to me because those are things that everybody is going to use potentially.
Yeah. Well, right? Here's the thing. We threw the word services out the window.
Yep. Yep.
Because service, that's a commodity.
Mm-hmm.
A deliverable is a commodity. Is building the next rocket ship that takes astronauts to the space station the value or the commodity or the deliverable? Where's the thing? No. The spaceship is the deliverable. The value is sending those people there safely, getting them back, building supplies, making a good experience, hopefully, for the people during the flight. So we didn't think about services. Once we knew who we are, what we want, we didn't think about services. It was purely about we didn't think about services. We are thinking about experiences and how we can make that truly the best thing that we can do from before they sign with us to afterwards and everything in between. And therefore, that's why the big thing that we sell is not just a website. Yes, we'll do a website. We'll do the branding. We'll do the design. We'll write your whatever. Sure. And all those fun things. But the thing we're selling is, what do you want out of this thing? Why are we even talking? So you say, well, my website's broken. Okay. Go to the guy on Fiverr. Pay $5. Get it fixed. What do you want to do with this thing? I want XYZ sales. I don't want to deal with it anymore. I want these things. Okay, great. Now we have some measurable goals to grow you from this many sales to this many sales, to get this many leads, to get this kind of traffic, and therefore bump up your bottom line rather than your front line. What are these things that are of value that we can help you? If it's just make it look pretty, making it look pretty doesn't sell, really. And by the way, having a prettier looking design can actually make things sell worse. Because if it's a pretty design and it's not aligned to the sales strategy, to the brand, you're not talking about yourself. One of the big things these days is being honest, truly authentic. And honestly, not just having that, here's our team, and it's these generic photos, sometimes AI, they just plop a whole bunch of information, or they don't even talk about who the team is. People generally, if they're not dealing with enterprise companies, they want to know who they're dealing with. Whether people really think so or not, it's people eventually do go look on the team page. I know my stats, it's surprisingly how many people go look over there. How many, who's in our company? What did they do? What are they talking about? Because it shows off the quality of work, the relationships you do. It's one story that I heard is there was a woman who was starting to become good at selling real estate, as far as I can remember. What she started doing was started dressing in a business suit or the like everywhere. Shopping, daycare, pick up the kids, going to grandma's, going to a meeting, jogging, probably not, but still dressed well. Everything, she had a specific look, kind of like I have my specific look with this camera that I have here. Her whole brand was to be that beautiful lady. That got her leads, that got her connections. She'd be walking down the grocery aisle and somebody like, oh my gosh, are you a model? Why? Oh my God, that's a wonderful dress. Beautiful, beautiful way to get the conversation started. And that was part of her brand. She was authentic about everything she did, and she was super happy to do that as well. So that's what we did.
Yeah. I mean, personal branding is so important. This is like the third podcast in a row I've had where personal branding has come up. Makes a lot of sense. Like I know for me, I need to put some more effort into my background. I just have my three hats. So, you know, I have this consultant I work with, and his is so beautifully manicured, and I think it is really important. So what would you say, you know, during this journey of yours, like you have the seeds, the soil, what for you is killing your plants, right? Like what's the biggest thorn in your side right now when you're trying to grow?
Time, clients, I don't know. I know there's a joke. If it wasn't only weren't only for those pesky clients, I'd have so much business. No, right now, honestly, it is client work. We've had so much of it lately that we've kind of stalled ourselves out on building our own brand. So that's kind of a bummer. The other big item is we've already taken that step is from something we also learned is degrowth. We talked about this a little bit before the show, and the whole idea was, kind of going back to the who are you? And we realized we grew too fast. We did too many things that we weren't happy with, that didn't have enough value that we could offer. Yes, we could do them well. For example, I could make you a phenomenal burger. Are you going to pay me $1 million for it? No. You'd be like, hey, I came over for dinner. Why are you charging me a friend for dinner? It's weird. So we could do a lot of things. We decided not to. So that's also why we're now selling the general idea of measurable growth with actual milestones, objectives, and all that fun stuff. Because we got smaller purposefully. We de-grew. We changed up staff, let some people go, removed the whole division, and restructured everything for what we're implementing now. Then it's been working rather well, is that whole idea of this measurable growth. Where are you going to take from it? Who are you and how are you with that thing you actually are concentrated on and focused on and moving that needle forward? Doesn't mean you have to be in a specific vertical. Doesn't mean you have to be in a specific industry. An easy example of that one is if you have a consulting product that kind of sort of applies to anybody, but with a specific pain point that everybody has, then yes, who cares about your vertical? But for many of us, it should most likely be that we are in a vertical, because especially if you don't know how to sell well, you don't know how to market yourself all that well, pick a vertical to start with, not 5, not 10, not 3, but hey, we service lawyers and we service dentists and we service plumbers. No, if you're struggling in sales and marketing, pick one. Get really, really, really good at knowing exactly who they are. Because if you call up a law firm, for example, and say, hey, I can solve this problem for you, you better damn well know what the problem you're solving for them and that they actually have that problem that they're willing to pay for. This is business, and we're not talking about charity. So yes, maybe somebody knows the cure for cancer. It would be great if they do. But here in the business world, if you can't market that and can't sell it, who cares? If you can't make people really want the thing you have. As such, what is their biggest pain point that you can solve? Know it, live it, breathe it. Use that as the main foot in the door or the big sell, depending on how your business is structured, and have a repeatable process. Because once you know everything and everybody in the company from top to the bottom knows that process, knows your clients, then you can take that and copy paste to a different industry or a different process. Because if you don't, good luck having 20 million different processes that probably are different from each other. And your team's going to get very, very, very confused. So especially if you're small or even medium size, niche down, have repeatable processes, and you can scale from there. How do I know? Work for us. Work for all of our clients. Not for none of them have we ever said, sell to anybody. Some of them were doing that before. Didn't work well. When they focused both on who they are, how they present themselves, who they're targeting, how their messaging aligns with who wants to buy their stuff, hopefully, what are the pain points, they measurably grew. I know it sounds overly simple, but it kind of is that just know who you are, who you're selling to, and do the damn job damn well, and make it repeatable.
Got it. Makes a lot of sense. All right, Peter. Well, you know, thank you so much for being on. For everyone listening, if you want to learn more about Sikkolofia, you're going to be able to find their website in the podcast description.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks again.